It is coming up to 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM, which means it's time for my show, Hi Kifak Sava, the weekly show that tries to bring you music in English, Arabic, and French, coming to you from the land of Lebanon, where the trilingual greeting or the everyday greeting is Hi Kifak Sava. Today's edition is no different than other editions in terms of bringing you that beautiful music from Lebanon and the region in all three languages. I'm glad you were able to join me today. My name is DJ Ramsey. The show again is Hi Kifak Sava. I come to you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu and on with the show.
Hi Kifak Sava.
Hi, ça va?
Ha, kifak ça va?
Kifak enta, malla enta. Kifak enta, malla enta.
Ash el hawam ya abd el salam, ash el hawam ya abd el
salam. Zahretna zahra,
o el kalam.
صالون المدام عش الأوام يا عبد السلام
عش الأوام يا عبد السلام
السهرة حلوة واللمة كبيرة فيها النشترية وعيان
السهرة حلوة واللمة كبيرة
فيها النشترية
وعيان الديرة
البعض مفرمش والبعض محشش والكل يفك ورضا المدام
عش الأوام يا عبد السلام
عش الأوام يا عبد السلام سهرتنا سهرة
فوق الجمال
عطر هدومك الله يديمك والبس جديدك وترك قديم
عطر هدومك الله يديمك
والبس جديدك وترك قديمك عسى المدام تكون نديمك حبك المدام
عش الأوام يا عبد السلام عش الأوام يا عبد السلام
سهرتنا سهرة
فوق الكلام
هناك حتلاقي راشي ومطيع راحوا الصالون وسبقوا الجميع أخدوا مكانهم يا نيالهم شربوا المدام من إيدي المدام
عش الأوام يا عبد السلام عش عش الأوام يا عبد السلام
سهرتنا سهرة
فوق الكلام
والله يا عبدو هالشغلة مو تمام اوعى تتهور يا عبد السلام كله على كله اوهام باوهام
الشام وامك جا
That was Reem Banna, the song called Malik. That song was taken off her CD, Al-Rawa'i, in English Greatest Hits. If you enjoyed that, then please check out Reem Banna's amazing sort of oeuvre of songs and recorded music. She has been around for a while and continues to record beautiful music like the track you just heard. And we began the set today and the show with a song called Sahara Fi Salon El Madam by Kulna Sawa, and that began our edition today and our episode of Hi Kifak Sawa, the show that attempts to bring you music in three languages centering from Lebanon and the region. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'm with you this Thursday and every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm glad you were able to join me, and I hope that you'll enjoy the show today, which also includes my exclusive interview with a Jordanian artist who I had the pleasure of meeting this summer. Her name is Sadouf, and Sadouf is known in Jordan for her amazing art. I was able to sit with her. She paints beautifully in many different genres, and I was able to sit with her over the summer and to record an interview exclusively for KZSU. So I hope you'll be tuning in to hear all about her thoughts of the world and of the world of art specifically, what influences her beautiful paintings, etc. Hopefully this will be of interest to many people out there, especially those interested in Middle Eastern cultural productions, as well as people interested in art in general. Sadouf and her gallery, Sadouf Gallery, offer a unique sort of perspective of the world coming from a Jordanian woman artist. And I think that in many ways, art tells more than words could ever say. So hopefully this will be the case, although, of course, in the interview we'll be speaking to Sadouf about what influenced her art, as well as many other aspects of being a female painter slash writer in the Middle East. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I will be with you until 6 p.m. today, and I'll be bringing some, well, hopefully a nice melange of music in three languages for you, and I promise to bring you a trilingual song in a little while. But first, I wanted to let everybody know that Stanford Parking and Transportation Services asks, is having a good hair day worth the very real risks of paralysis, permanent brain damage, or death if you're involved in a crash on your bike? Bike helmets reduce head trauma in the event of a collision by up to 85%. Love your brain. Wear a helmet. Protect what got you into Stanford and what plays a key role in making you who you are. Learn more by visiting bike.stanford.edu. That's bike.stanford.edu.
Support for the KZSU Silent Disco in January provided by Sunset Promotions, promoting niche music and art through parties and festivals. On December 31st at 8 p.m. at the Concourse Exhibition Center, Sunset Promotions presents Sea of Dreams New Year's Eve, an 18-plus event featuring Santi Gold, ISAM, Beats and Teak, and more. SunsetPromotions.com.
The Save the Redwoods League works to preserve the stately coast redwoods and giant sequoias that are a part of California's heritage. Together with the state, private foundations, public service organizations, and individuals, the League has helped preserve more than 165,000 acres of ancient redwood forest. If you'd like to help out or donate, visit www.savetheredwoods.org, or you can call 888-836-0005.
The show is Hi Kifak Sawa. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'm with you until 6 p.m. And to get the show kind of rolling today, I think I'm going to play a song in three languages, which is kind of embodies the spirit of this show. And as the title indicates, Hi Kifak Sawa in English, French, and in Arabic. So how about finding a song that we can play in all three languages? And so at least you'd be able to sing along in one of the languages. Perhaps then you'll be able to judge as well which version you like best. So the song for today that I thought would be interesting to spin, three times around, is a song that many of us here in the United States know as the Barbara Streisand classic, Woman in Love. Well, yes, that song kind of dates some of us back to the 80s, the very, very early 80s. Did anybody know that the French chanteuse singer Mireille Mathieu actually recorded a French version of that song called Une Femme Amoureuse? Well, if you were in Europe anywhere in the early 80s, you probably know the French version of the song. But how many of you knew that there was an Arabic version of that song, a brand new release by amazing female singer Sophia Marich? Sophia Marich released the song Tahwak recently, and that song is the Arabic version of Woman in Love by Barbara Streisand, or the Arabic version of Mireille Mathieu's Une Femme Amoureuse. So here we go. Let's hear all three editions of this song here on the High Kifak Sava show. And the answer to my question is, which one do you like best? Well, that you'll have to judge on your own.
Tes yeux, mes yeux, et je chante ton nom. Si quelqu'un d'autre venait, je l'éloignerais et je me défendrais. Je suis une femme amoureuse et je brûle d'envie de dresser autour de toi. Mon plan fabuleux, tracé là-haut pour l'amour de nous deux. Qu'on soit ensemble longtemps ou séparés par des océans. Si un danger survenait, je l'éloigne. Je me
Well, there's a tune you won't be getting out of your head for quite a while, because you just heard the same song in three different languages. That was the Barbara Streisand classic originally, Woman in Love. We heard it initially in Arabic by Sophia Merih, and that was a brand new release. We then segued into the Barbara Streisand classic, Woman in Love, and we rounded things up with the Francais version of that, and that was Une Femme Amoureuse by the French legendary singer Mireille Mathieu. And that, ladies and gentlemen, sort of embodies the spirit of the show here. Hi, Kifak Saba. I'm your DJ Ramsey, and I'm with you from 4 until 6 p.m. this Thursday and every Thursday. I'm also here to remind everybody to always tune in to many of the amazing shows we have right here on KZSU 90.1 FM. And one of those, of course, is sort of a legendary show that comes in on Mondays from noon till 1 p.m., and that's the Lunch Special Show, which features each week a Stanford professor or member of the local community who brings music to play and stories to tell and views to share with your DJ host, Bird. That show comes to you every Monday from noon till 1 p.m., so I hope you'll stay tuned for that, as well as staying tuned for the song Songsmith's show, and that follows my show tonight and every Thursday evening from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. The Songsmith show comes to you here on KZSU following my show with your DJ MC Dizzy Jackson. So stay tuned for his show following mine at 6 p.m. In the meantime, we have quite a bit to go with my show, so I hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and music that I've brought to you so far here on the Hi Kifak Sava show. And I also promised you an interview this week and every week, and we'll be bringing you the interview that I conducted with the Jordanian artist Sadouf Salem in a little bit. But before that, I wanted to let everybody know out there that I'm giving away a pair of tickets to Pomegranates and Figs with Kaylor Flexer, Teslim Kadim Ensemble, and that will be on December 17th. If you like world music and Middle Eastern music specifically, let me tell you a little bit about them. Teslim with Kaylor Flexer on violin and Gary Hekedus on oud is sort of a Turkish, Greek, and Sephardic music. Kadim tends to have music that's Arabic and Jewish and Turkish and Sufi and Hebrew and Yemenite and Armenian music, sort of all coming together. And then we have the Varetsky Pass with klezmer and Parpathiram and Romanian music. So there you go. If you like this kind of music, the venue is Freight and Salvage. That will be Saturday, December 17th at 8 p.m. And if you're interested in this, it is in Berkeley. And you should be the third caller to call during the interview that I'm about to air with Sadouf Salem. And to do that, you should call 650-723-9010. We'll give it to the third caller. And that will be a pair of tickets to Pomegranates and Figs on December 17th, 2011, of course. And it'll be in Berkeley, so we'll be awaiting the phone calls as we play the interview, which I'm about to play right after I say hello to my special guest here, who's here for a very special reason. Ahmed Q is with us in the studio today because he specifically has heard of the Jordanian artist Sadouf Salem and has also been to her gallery, I believe. Marhaba, Ahmed, hello.
Hi.
Kifak.
Tamam.
Ahlen. So Ahmed Q, who's often reported for the show on the music scene in Jordan, seems to know quite a bit about Jordanian artist Sadouf.
Well, actually, she's my friend also. I have been exposed to her gallery, and I visited her like 3-4 times. I'm really, really a big fan of Sadouf Salem. I have seen also her gallery on Facebook. I was wondering if she has a website. I don't know about that, but hopefully, because really she is a great artist. She's that kind of artist who brings back the old and historical items and added this updated version of art on it.
Absolutely. And so you're referring to her gallery, which is in Amman, Jordan.
Yeah, in Abdoun.
In Abdoun. Well, Abdoun, that's an area in Amman, for Amman, those people who don't know. And so her, I indeed conducted the interview with her, Ahmed, in at her gallery in Amman, a very colorful gallery, I might add. And I believe that's where you got to know Sadouf.
Exactly.
And her art.
Yeah.
What did you think of her art, just to sort of on a subjective level?
Well, once you get into her gallery, you will like at least 10 or to 20 items, because her exclusive items are like a mixture of everybody's interest. You might find the calligraphy, you might find the Christian or Islamic or whatever you call it, calligraphical paintings, and you might see natural scenes, you might also find some outstanding frames made of some old items. I mean, I was really thrilled by the paintings that she made.
Indeed, and since this is, of course, a radio show, it's very difficult to convey in visual terms, you know, the beauty of her art. And you mentioned her Facebook page, which would be Sadouf Gallery. You can check out some of her art there if you're interested in this kind of art. And you made a reference, Ahmed, to sort of Christian slash Muslim Muslim art? Does she tend to combine sort of spiritual aspects of religions within her art, in your opinion?
I have seen many verses of the Quran in her galleries. That's what I noticed. And I saw many paintings related to the churches and crosses. And I mean, she's made for everyone. And I think everybody must visit her a group and see the pictures that she has posted there. It's not everything, but she has posted some pictures of her paintings. But I think there are more exclusive paintings in her gallery.
Absolutely. And I think maybe people would want to hear a little bit from the artist herself. So I'm hoping that they'll enjoy the interview I'm about to give them. Ahmed Q, thank you so much for stopping by and for letting us know your view about this. It's a really a rare opportunity to speak to somebody who's actually been to that gallery in Amman, Jordan.
Well, thank you for hosting me there.
Thank you, Ahmed. And for ladies and gentlemen, you can now stay tuned for my interview with Sadouf Salem, Jordanian artist Sadouf Salem. This interview was conducted during the summer of 2011, this past summer, at Sadouf's gallery in Amman, Jordan. In this interview, she will speak about her art, her vision of the world, what influenced her art, and whatever artistic genre she considers herself to belong to. I hope that you'll enjoy the interview with Sadouf Salem. I remind you that if you want to win a pair of tickets to Pomegranates and Figs, then be the third caller to call 650-723-9010 during this interview. And I hope otherwise everybody has a moment to dedicate to this wonderful interview with Sadouf Salem and her art. Jordanian artist Sadouf Salem comes to you via the miracle of a recorded interview that was recorded in Amman, Jordan this past summer. Here she is with me, with yours truly, speaking to you in the summer of 2011. This is KZSU 90.1 FM coming to you from Stanford University. I'm sitting here in Amman, Jordan, with one of Jordan's most talented young artists. Her name is Sadouf, and her gallery is titled or called Sadouf Gallery. I'm sitting here sipping some good Turkish coffee with the artist herself, whose gallery is frankly fascinating, colorful, and quite enigmatic in nature. Sadouf, thank you so much for sitting here with us today and sharing your vision and your creative outlet with our listeners at KZSU 94.1 FM.
You're most welcome, Dr. Ramsey.
Thank you, Sadouf. The hospitality of the Jordanian people has been remarkable, as has been the reception of your art. I've kind of looked at your Facebook page for Sadouf Gallery, and in it I saw quite a sample of art that you've produced yourself. Yet it was kind of difficult for me to categorize your art. How would you categorize the kind of vision that you put on the canvas?
Actually, I have some realistic watercolors which express our heritage here in Jordan and some other parts of the Middle East. And then, as you know, artists go into phases and they just go, for example, I'm experimenting with oils and acrylics. And now I've moved to a different stage, which is like more inward, looking inwards, more spiritual. And I'm painting figures expressing the relationship between men and women, etc., with acrylics, actually.
And that would be the kind of series that we see on the website right now. This kind of, it's very difficult to describe for me, these kind of silhouetted, colorful shapes, some with musical instruments and some without. Where does the inspiration for the current series come from?
My inspiration for the current series comes from mainly personal experiences, social, and actually they're more of a personal. You go into phases, into different experiences, and then this all is reflected onto my canvas.
And how long have you been putting your vision on campus, the canvas, let's put it that way?
I started many years ago, but I can say that I've been selling my artwork for like the past 20 years. I have had some exhibitions in Saudi Arabia, in Jordan, in Bahrain, and
do you come from an artistic background, an artistic family growing up?
Sort of. My father was interested in furniture, in you know, kilims and carpets and Persian carpets, etc. And that was an influence, actually. We grew up. I have a sister as well who's an interior designer. Actually, I am an interior designer, but I'd rather paint. Mm-hmm. That's really about it.
So you would call your dad an influence growing up, seeing...
Yes, definitely, definitely, yes.
And
yes.
Any other influences, perhaps not familial or immediate, but in terms of other artists?
Yes, yes. I look at some of the American artists. For example, Jackson Pollock had a great influence on my work. I did some action painting, and that was called... in Arabic, I had an exhibition. It was called Zay Arabia, which means like spring in English. And I sold quite a few paintings in that exhibition. And that, you know, when an artist sells his paintings, it feels so good for people to collect your paintings. It doesn't have to do anything with material or, you know, money or financial aspects, but in general, when somebody buys your painting, it feels great.
Yeah. And do you feel, as a woman, as an artist in Jordan, that the obstacles you face in terms of showcasing your paintings, because after you are an artist, are there obstacles?
No, not really.
How has the reception been to your paintings?
Great, actually. No, they like women artists here because we don't have so many, and I'm specialized in watercolors. Not so many people use that medium. Actually, there are no obstacles, really.
And do you envision yourself sort of going on a more international exhibition route?
Definitely, Ramzi, definitely.
Have you had a chance to exhibit outside of the Arab world yet? Or is this something in the works?
Not yet, but I have some plans, hopefully.
And one of those plans, we hope, Sadouf, is for you to come to Stanford University.
I would love that.
Where we could organize an exhibition for you at the Cantor Museum, which is Stanford University's official museum, welcoming these days a lot of women artists coming from the Arab world, mm-hmm. whose vision sort of attempts to defy the stereotype and the traditional genres as established in art. Do you feel in some way that your work contributes towards a discourse that centers on these issues?
Actually, they might. It depends on, you know, I might have to do a more specific view of, you know, the Arab world, and then I can display it over at Stanford or wherever I can, you know, I have the chance.
Absolutely. And looking around at your paintings here, one of the things that catches my eye immediately is the Arabic calligraphy paintings that are, frankly, a surprise. I didn't quite see them on the website or on the Facebook
side.
They
were supposed to be a surprise.
They are. So maybe we don't want to unveil them yet. But the art of calligraphy, to many listeners in the United States and many in our American audience, they don't quite understand that calligraphy itself can be an art and integrated onto the canvas with beautiful designs. Where does that come from, the kind of love for calligraphy or knowledge of it?
I believe that an artist should have the knowledge of different religions, different cultures. I'm a Christian. I have read the Bible, and then I have read the Quran. I used some verses from the Quran, integrated them with my into my paintings, abstract paintings actually. So, and some verses I have as well translated into English. So you can read the Arabic, and if you're not able to read the Arabic, then you can. There's a translation in English, and
are those Quranic verses you're speaking of, or Bible verses?
No, they are Quranic, and some are poetry. Actually, some verses of the poetry are mine.
Wow, you've written your own poetry.
A little. I've tried some. I've read so many poetry books in Arabic, and I've actually, you know, put them down onto my paintings.
And so what a great way to combine your prose, your poetry writing, with art. But back to the kind of integration of Quranic verses into art and Christian influences. Is that in any way considered controversial in a country like Jordan, a Muslim country, trying to sort of bring both together, or are you doing it on separate canvases?
No, they're not. I live in a country where Muslims and Christians live very peacefully together. And I don't think there's a controversy if I show, you know, both Christian and Quranic verses from the Bible and the Quran. I really liked, or maybe you could say fell in love with some Quranic verses, and that's why I had to show them off. And I would really like to show them maybe internationally so people would understand what Islam is all about. It doesn't have anything to do with violence. The actual book, the Quran, is a beautiful read.
Yeah, and I think that's very important, because at least in the United States and on certain media outlets, there seems to be this representation of the Quran as something almost demonic or dangerous to Christianity, when in fact what you're saying, I think, is that they go along as a beautiful message of peace, whether it be Christian or... But you haven't yourself done any kind of Christian or Bible verses in your canvases. You've concentrated thus far on Quranic verses that have inspired you in some way?
Actually, they have, yes.
Can you give us an example of maybe an ayah or a verse that kind of can function philosophically to uplift or inform a person?
There are so many verses in the Quran that really reminds you of the one and only. And there's one verse that says "Qul huwa Allahu Ahad," which means it has a, you know, in Arabic it says "Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad." And that's the translation of that in English is say he is God, the one and only God, the eternal absolute. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him.
Very nice.
So it always reminds you that there is a God. So many people, maybe, you know, they don't believe that there is a God. They think of a light or some sort of, I don't know, a force. But personally, I do.
Yeah. And that's clearly shown in the painting, especially the verse that you just quoted, Sadouf, is actually one that you've put on canvas with this beautiful, colorful background. But not only that, you've, as you mentioned, translated the verse into, or interpreted the verse into English. So this was one of those verses that are available as part of a series that you've done now?
The three last verses, no, they're not called verses, they're called ayat.
Verses
In the Quran.
In the surahs.
In the surahs, yes. The ending of the Quran.
And you've made them on three separate canvases,
and
each one begins one of the verses, and then it translates.
Yes.
So they really are envisioned as a set.
That's right. Yes.
And this seems to.
And
be
the background. Sorry, excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, please go ahead.
And the background matches. The three of them are a set. You know, the painting itself.
And speaking of sets, I mean, and looking around at your work, you seem to work in sets.
I do like twins.
Twins.
Yes.
Although these would be triplets.
Yes.
Triplets.
That's true.
And twins. So when you begin, putting your vision onto the canvas and painting, do you envision a set, or does that come on its own?
No, it comes on it naturally. I do one thing. One, for example, the last, two paintings I have done, which were about music. I started with a woman playing the violin, and then I thought, well, there's a cello, and there's a flute, and there's a harp, so I did like four. Two women standing and two women sitting down.
But you didn't necessarily begin wanting
to create a set of four. But usually people, some people do not know how, you know, when they buy paintings, they do not know how to display them in their home, and it's much easier for them to take two, for example, and put them as a set on a wall that matches their sofas, for example.
And looking around at your use of color, there seems to be quite a bit of that in your work. Have you experimented with genres that could be a little less, well, let's say visually?
Actually, colors, the colors I have used, they almost all, every phase had a different influence. Some of my paintings are really, you know, black. Now, for example, I'm painting using much lighter colors. So it depends really on the mood and on the inspiration and on the situation where I am in.
And so you really draw on personal experiences in terms of maybe, so what we call in English, cathartic, this kind of cleansing experience.
Yes.
Instead of dealing with certain issues through writing or through therapy, you actually deal with it through art.
Yes, yes. Actually, once you start painting, it's like you are in a trance. You're just consumed by a painting. The colors, you use the combination of colors, whether it's, an abstract or, painting a rose or just anything, really.
And were you classically trained, Sadouf, or is this a natural talent that has evolved and sort of self...
Some people say it's a natural talent. I've been painting since childhood,
wow.
But I had my diploma in spatial design in England. I studied for 4 years, and art was, a basic thing, and we had to learn from scratch the perspective and so on, and the colors and the use of colors, the combination. And then I evolved this thing. I really enjoy painting. It really expresses my feelings very well. And I hope people like them when, enjoy my paintings.
Well, clearly they do, because that's just judging from the reaction I've seen here in Jordan in terms of people who have seen your art and people who have bought your art, but also people who have sort of come across it through the website, through the Facebook
yes.
page. There is no website at the moment?
No, I only have, Sadouf Gallery on my Facebook.
That's Sadouf Gallery. And anybody can kind of join that group and
yes.
be updated on exhibitions going on, as well as get a sample of art. I mean, at the risk of sounding a little bit commercial, are people allowed or able to purchase the art through the website, or is that something that they have to do in person?
They can always contact me if they like any of the paintings I have displayed on my Facebook.
Do you have your contact info on that, or
yes.
is that something you'd like to give us here on
no,
the radio?
No, I do, actually,
they
yes.
Do? Okay,
yes.
So you have your email address on there?
Yes,
and people
the
can contact you with references to the... to the painting
paintings,
and,
yes.
and then negotiate a price. That sounds really wonderful. Let me turn to Sadouf Gallery. It carries your name. It is definitely a source of pride for you. It's a result of a journey that I know has not been easy, but here you are sitting in your own gallery surrounded by these beautiful paintings that mean a lot to you.
Yes.
How does it feel to be in this position, and did you envision yourself to be here when you were still a budding artist?
Actually, not really. You never know what comes along, but I really feel myself and at peace, surrounded by my paintings. I observe them every day and see what I can do, if I can do better. And I am actually enjoying this phase in my life.
So what's next for Sadouf?
Oh...
That's a very difficult question to ask.
I really have no clue. I mean, I live day by day now, and whatever comes along, I'm happy with it and I accept it. Thank God.
Absolutely. We say in Arabic, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
But at the same time, do you envision yourself continuing
your artistic
journey and not sort of foraying into a different kind of...
I don't think I can. I used to work, for example, for a magazine here in Jordan, which is about, interior design. And then again... And again, yet again, I came back to my own studio and I'm, painting. I can never stop painting, I doubt, no.
And your studio here in Amman, Jordan, is open every day? Or?
Yes, from like 11 in the morning till 9 in the evening.
And
I'm always here.
So the artist herself is here for...
Yes.
Do you do special orders, let's say, or if people had a certain vision, or do you just paint from your own...
No, I do custom-made paintings if I can, if I feel I can do them. Some restaurants, some coffee shops have bought several from me. They wanted a certain theme, and I actually performed that.
Is it more difficult for you to translate somebody else's vision than your own?
Of course.
Seems like a silly question, but
no,
how challenging is it for you to kind of understand what the person wants?
I probably understand what they want, but sometimes, for example, the outcome does not match their needs or...
And so you kind of reinvent and re-envision.
Yes, yes. I mean, I might do several for a person until he decides on one, for example.
Well, Salouf, as an Arab American, I'm so proud of you to see an independent woman translating her vision so independently onto the canvas and living in this beautiful space in which we've been talking. Salouf Gallery is certainly a safe haven from the chaotic traffic outside. We've been sitting here with you surrounded by colors, and I wanted to thank you so much for taking the time to take us into your world today and to kind of help us interpret some of your paintings.
Thank you, Dr. Ramsey, and thank you for your time, and thank you for enjoying my paintings and my space as well.
Thank you
for
allowing us in, for the beauty that you are creating, and thank you for talking to KZSU 94.1 FM here at Stanford. We certainly would welcome you back anytime, and we look forward to exhibiting your art in person, inshallah.
Let's
in
hope
the
so. Thank you so much.
Shukran Salouf.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
مرت لما تخيالة ورافت فرسي وليفي لانها شجرة وميالة يا ام ولد اجدا شنيلي حب السيرة بديليلي وحرمني نومة ليلي
ميلي يا بني يا ميلي يا ام ولد اجدا شنيلي حب السيرة بديليلي وحرمني نومة ليلي
بين العصر والمغرب مرت لما تخيالة
وعرفت فرسي وليفي
لانها شجرة وميالة
تضربني لا تضرب كسرت الخيزرانة كسرت الخيزرانة صار لي سنة وست شهور من ضربتك وجعانة من ضربتك وجعانة
لا تضربني لا تضرب كسرت الخيزرانة كسرت الخيزرانة صار لي سنة وست شهور من ضربتك وجعانة من ضربتك وجعانة
بين العصر والمغرب مرت لما تخيالة
مرت لما تخيالة
وعرفت فرسي وليفي لأنها شجرة وميالة لأنها شجرة وميال سطوحي وسطوحة خلي يقولوا حرامي روحي متعلقة بروحة روحي متعلقة بروحة
والله لنصب مرجوحة بين سطوحي وسطوحة بين سطوحي وسطوحة خلي يقولوا حرامي روحي متعلقة بروحة روحي متعلقة بروحة
بين العصر والمغرب مرت لما تخيالة وعرفت فرسي وليفي لأنها شجرة وميالة لأنها شجرة وميالة